Commander Reistad, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be with you and your audience.
And Memorial Day is coming up faster than we think. And Memorial Day, if you're old enough, you remember when it was called Decoration Day, and that's what makes it of a special significance, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I don't go back that far. I think that was the 1930s, but I know
It
was changed and it became a national holiday in 1971. It does have significance to us. I mean, first of all, it's our 100th anniversary, so we're going to put special attention to Memorial Day. But also because of the sacrifices that our fellow Americans made in wars and conflicts since the beginning of our country. And it's a solemn holiday in which is intended to recognize those that gave their lives for their country. And I think that resonates strongly as well with the families of those that gave their lives. It's a respect that they can get from this. And I think that how we treat Memorial Day also impacts on those that currently serve their military, both active duty, reserve, National Guard status, and our young veterans who have all served post 9/11. I believe that this sends a signal to them that their service was important and that their service is honored, and if something should happen to them in their service to our country, that they their sacrifices will be recognized by our nation.
And it should serve as a reminder, as you said, that we have people who are still making the ultimate sacrifice in service to the country.
We do, and that's not even giving consideration to the POWs and MIAs that that we hope we see return at some point in time. We give recognition to them every time we have a meeting at the American Legion. And, one of the things that I hear when I travel often is, our members concerned about how Memorial Day is turned into a three-day weekend of barbecues and such, and that people greet each other saying, Happy Memorial Day. And, our veterans will be the first ones to ask what's happy about it. And I want to distinguish with your listening audience the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day, in that Veterans Day recognizes the service of veterans to our country, whereas Memorial Day is a memorialization of those that lost their lives in service to our country.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, when it was Decoration Day, and it still is a day to decorate the gravesites of the fallen, and it's a tradition that continues in this country.
It is, and many communities and many of our veteran service organizations will have events on Memorial Day, often in their local cemeteries or local national cemeteries or state veteran cemeteries. It would mean a lot to the families, and it would mean a lot to the veterans to see the community come out to those.
2019, as we talk about the American Legion, is a very important year in the history of the Legion.
Absolutely. 2019 is our centennial year, 100th anniversary year. Our organization was founded by our World War I veterans back in 1919 as they came home from their service in France, and they felt that their war was a unique war in that it was a world war, and they banded together. Even in the first year of the inception of the American Legion, we had more than 500,000 members. And at one time it grew up to about 3.2 million members or more. And over the years, our organization was involved in many accomplishments. I mean, some of the major accomplishments would include the helping to form the United States Veterans Bureau, which is the predecessor of today's Department of Veterans Affairs. It was a past national commander of the American Legion during World War II that wrote the framework of the GI Bill of Rights, or known as the Servicemen's Readjustment Act in 1944, and the Legion's been involved in virtually every manifestation of the GI Bill since. We were instrumental in helping helping our Vietnam veterans that came back from the Vietnam War and started experiencing unique health issues that were linked to the defoliant Agent Orange, in getting them the necessary treatment and compensation that they deserved. And we're still doing that with the Blue Water Navy today. So we've been very active over the last 100 years, and we're trying to promote our centennial. We're asking our posts to conduct open houses and community events that bring attention to the programs of the American Legion and to our 100 years of service.
I think that's very important that you mention that, because let's face it, a lot of people think that the American Legion is all about parades and, you know, places to have bingo, and the Legion is very much involved in the community and in programs, especially PTSD programs and things like that.
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, we have about 13,000 American Legion posts around the world, and they all do great things in the community. Our youth programs are second to none. American Legion Baseball, our National High School Oratorical Contest, Boys State, Junior Shooting Sports Program, Youth Cadet Law Enforcement Program. We support Boy Scouts, Little Leagues. We're very involved in volunteering at our VA hospitals, and our Legionnaires, our veterans, are actively involved in helping to promote veteran-friendly legislation through their work with your local state general assemblies and with the United States Congress. And in fact, one of the things I didn't mention to you was that the American Legion is being recognized this year by Congress with a commemorative coin that's being minted by the United States Mint. And we have three coins. You can get access to information on that by going to our website at legion.org. It's a set of beautiful coins that are sure to be keepsakes, and some of the money that is spent to purchase those coins will come back to our organization to help us with our programs and our charities.
And as we have said, the Legion is involved nationwide and in every community they are in. And you can see a picture of the Centennial coin and get more information again on the website?
Yeah, that's correct. There's a link on our website. If you go to legion.org, you'll see a link will pop up on our homepage, and all you got to do is click on that. It'll take you to the United States Mint website, specifically to where they're selling the commemorative coins.
Now, after Memorial Day, next on your schedule, I understand, is you're heading for Europe. What is on the schedule there?
Well, you know, one of the things that we do as we travel the country and visit Legion posts is we want to ensure that we incorporate visits to our overseas posts. We have many over there, and we will be visiting Germany, Belgium, and France. Germany will take us to Landstuhl Hospital. I'm sure that we will have some visits with some of the military commands there and meet our military personnel and their leadership. In Belgium, I believe we'll be meeting with a military command there too. I'm not sure if it's SHAPE or NATO, but one of those commands. And then our trip to France will be largely to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landing. It's supposed to be a big event this year, given that there are very few of the survivors of a D-Day remaining. And I'm sure that there'll be a number of those that will be present there. And I know that France is pulling out all the stops. Our United States military and government will be well represented at that event. So there'll be different things that we'll be doing there, going to the American cemeteries and doing some wreath layings and visiting our local American Legion posts and meeting with our military people and our World War II veterans.
And if somebody wants more information about the American Legion, about the programs, about ways they can get involved, the website is the best place to go?
Absolutely. The website or one of our local American Legion posts.
They will all be more than happy. One more time, the website is?
Legion.org.
And with that, first off, safe travels. And sometimes I think people are just saying it out of rote, but we do appreciate both your service and the service of the American Legion, and I appreciate you taking these few minutes today.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to hear that. Thank you.